we're proud to say that oftentimes when you wake up with us in the morning, Monday through Friday, 6 till 9, you'll hear things that people will actually be talking about later in the day, and they may not have heard about it if they weren't listening. That's going to be what happens here as we welcome back Dan Lepp, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan president and CEO. We just spoke to Dan about the Lepp Family Foundation Pilot Center dedication ceremony for De La Salle Collegiate, builders of boys, makers of men. And I thank you again and congratulate you and Amy, Dan, for the $1 million plus that will live on and help students for generations to come. Good job, Dan.
Thanks, Paul W. Glad to be with you this morning. And we've got really good news to talk about today as well.
Brian Peters is going to join you with that. Brian Peters is the CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, something that's going to happen a little later today, but happens here first on the Paul W. Smith Show. Dan, if you can tell me about the special announcement that Blue Cross is making later today involving the MHA Keystone Center.
Yeah, Paul W., we've been working together collaboratively with the MHA and the Keystone Center since 2009. And contributed about $16 million, and we're going to make a joint announcement today that we're extending our partnership with another $5 million over the next 4 years to help Keystone continue its work, you know, in improving and saving lives. I am absolutely sure that this investment will have a great impact on our members and patients that utilize Michigan hospitals. It's really a great program.
Well, that is great news in advance. And Brian Peters, as the CEO of Michigan Health and Hospitals, the association, it's a very big deal. But for those, Brian, who may not be as familiar with the MHA Keystone Center, why don't you tell us exactly what it is and how it benefits Michigan residents?
Well, good morning, Paul W., and good morning, Dan. And this is absolutely an exciting day for the MHA and for Michigan hospitals, because as Dan indicated, this contribution from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is going to allow our life-saving work in Michigan hospitals throughout the state to continue. And in fact, we have been successful over the last nearly 20 years now in developing a protocol, evidence-based best practices, that have really elevated Michigan hospitals on both the national and even the international scene for our success in improving patient safety and quality. And really, what first put us on the map was our central line-associated bloodstream infection work. It used to be that folks believed that you could not eliminate those central line-associated bloodstream infections in the hospital ICU setting, the intensive care unit. And in fact, we prove that indeed you can. If you implement evidence-based best practices and you follow those consistently and you can scale that up throughout the hospitals in a particular state, we demonstrated that you can actually save lives and save dollars. And we did exactly that. And so this is impactful work, and it's going to continue thanks to the support of Blue Cross.
Well, as Brian lays it out and the value of the MHA Keystone Center, Dan, if you could just lay out a little bit more of why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is committed to specifically investing, and we're talking $5 million, you mentioned, the MHA Keystone Center.
Well, you know, Paul W., patient safety has huge impact in the circle of healthcare, if you think about it. As Brian talked about, and there are, you know, dozens of CQIs, which are collaborative initiatives with hospitals and that we're looking at patient safety. But here's what the two things that it does, Paul, when we're successful and we're advancing patient safety. A, obviously, it's good for the patient and their families. But B, statistically, you look at it when you could do these things, it cuts the cost of healthcare. And so it's a win-win across the board, both for patients, for hospitals, and for us as insurers of 5.3 million people. So it makes a lot of sense. There's enough time since, you know, if you look at 2009, it's 13 years. We've looked at this, and it's successful and it needs to continue to be successful. And the great thing about it is it's not just big hospitals, it's the entire MHA system, which has, you know, hospitals from Monroe up to the UP. And it's just, we're looking at, we're getting more sophisticated around data, all these things to improve patient safety and protection.
Brian, you've had some great success stories related to patient safety. And one of the topics we discussed earlier and is being discussed all the time is opioids. And you have a program with alternatives to opioids. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Absolutely, Paul W. And in fact, that is one of the very specific items that will be supported by this new Blue Cross contribution. And so we call it ALTO, Alternatives to Opioids. And the understanding here is that opioid overdoses right here in the state of Michigan now kill more Michiganders than automobile accidents. That's a striking data point. It's one that we pay very close attention to. And the reality is patients who begin treatment for pain post-surgery, for example, using opioids may not in all instances need to be using those opioids. There are alternatives such as physical therapy, such as using non-opioid medications, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, that sort of thing. And so we've understood over the last several years that we can actually save healthcare dollars, but also save lives by implementing these ALTO protocols. And what we'll do over the course of the next few years is really expand that work, because unfortunately, we know that the pandemic has only poured fuel on this fire in terms of Michigan's opioid epidemic. And this is something the entire nation is dealing with as well.
Well, I got to tell you, we are the beneficiaries of your good work. I congratulate Dan Lepp, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, president and CEO, and Brian Peters, CEO of the Michigan Health and Hospital Association, for this good work. And I know that Dan, payers like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan are important to healthcare and the ecosystem. And this has been a good plan that will be announced later today. And our WJR listeners got a little peek at it early, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Paul W.
Thank you. Of course, Dan Lepp will be back with us when we're on the island for the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. Stay with us on WJR.